Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised, for he is a healer and he is a deliverer. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixon. I want to welcome all of our callers and everyone that's on the World Wide Web to VOTM Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. Also, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in today. Any new listeners or anybody that's new on the web, I thank you for tuning in today. I pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Just a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to connect with me on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Also, tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, don't forget our Saturday show, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Prophet Yvonne Ryle. Also, connect with Prophetess Martha Marshall on Facebook. This concludes our announcement for today. I have with me today Prophetess Ryle, anointed woman of God, who will be doing an opening prayer for us. Let me get her on the line.
Amen.
Hello,
amen,
Prophet.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister.
You're live and on the air. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Jackson. It's a blessing to be on the blessing. And I want to say again how proud I am of you, that you have stepped out and did what God told you to do. So I'm excited. I'm ready to hear the word of the Lord. But I'm the pray today. I'm not the preach, so I'm going to quit, and I'm going to do my assignment and pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the honor and glory. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We thank you for the word that's about to come forth. We thank you for touching each and every listener. We thank you, oh God, for flowing even into their homes, even now, bringing healing, bringing peace, bringing joy, mending broken hearts, even now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for open heaven, for angels ascending and descending, revealing mysteries that we know not of. Use this vessel for your glory. Speak to the hearts of your people, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let this word fall on good ground, and let it bring forth much fruit in this lifetime. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Now let us open our Bibles. If you have your Bible, if you don't have your Bible, please go get your Bible so that you can hear and read along with me the voice of God through his word. The scripture will be coming from Psalms 91. Since we only have a 15-minute show, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2, and I would encourage you to go back and read the entire psalm. And it reads, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." The title of the message today is Dwelling in the Secret Place of the Almighty. David, he praised God in this song for his protection and his safety. In the times of storm, when it was raining, in the time of danger, in the time of attacks, and in the time where the fire in his life were raging, we too must give praise and honor to God for protecting us in that safe place that he has provided for all of his believers. We as believers are promised a place of safety. When in our lives, we all will face danger, but God has promised his children that he will protect you and he will deliver you from them all. Today, we're living in a world that is perishing. Many things are going on that are not of God, and many people are coming against the Spirit of God. And the only place that the children of God have safety is in the shadow of the Almighty God. In that secret place, there is peace and rest from the world and the works of evildoers. The Bible says for us not to fear. Fear not, for he is with us. In that time of our trouble, in that time when we're being attacked, we must take refuge and flee for a safe place in God, because he will protect us 24 hours a day from the enemy. The Bible says that no weapon formed against the children of God. It may form, but it will not prosper. No evil, no harm shall come against you. It will not destroy you. You shall live. The Bible says he didn't tell us. He didn't tell us that it was going to be a bed of roses in this life. He did not tell us that it was going to be easy. A matter of fact, he told us that once we come out of the world and once we became his, he said that the world would reject us. We would suffer persecution. We would suffer. But as long as we believe, stand in faith, hold on to the promises of God, and be a doer of his word, be obedient to his word, we got a safe place. And we're covered up under the blood. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's something about the blood of Jesus. We're covered in that safe place, up under the safe place of what God has for his children. It's a hiding place where the enemy cannot see you. Because, see, when the enemy sees the blood of Jesus, he's going to run. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We just got to stand on God's word and keep our faith and pray and call out unto him. I could hear David when I was studying this particular psalm, and one of the other psalms was saying, David said, I can hear the voice of the Lord. I can hear him down in the darkest of the valley. When I'm being attacked by my enemies, God was with me. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, my God was with me. I was in battle, and I was being fought. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But I was not destroyed because I was up under the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It don't matter what anybody says. They can curse you. They can do all manner of evilness against you. They can cast. But there's no devil, there's no witch, there's no root weapon, no voodoo, no magic can harm the children of God because they're covered under the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that God's children are covered. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's one of your promises as a child of the Most High God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He said that he will deliver you from every trap that the enemy set. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. The Bible tells us about the Hebrew boys. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That the Hebrew boys was in a fire. The Nebuchadnezzar put them in the fire. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. But the Bible says the Nebuchadnezzar, after he had placed them in the fire, he said, I thought that I put three in them, but it's four in them. That's just to tell you, I don't care how hot the fire may get, your God will deliver you from them all. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If you just ask the Israelites, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says when Pharaoh finally decided to let God's people go, the people were headed to the promised land. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says when they got to the Red Sea, sometime in our life we're going to be standing at the Red Sea, and we ain't going to know what direction to go in. But God promised that he always had already been made a way for us. And the Bible says that Moses, God told Moses to lift up his staff. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that the water stood up like two walls on each side. And the people of God, they walked down through the middle of the Red Sea on dry land. And when they got to the other side, here come the enemy behind God's people. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible said the enemy was coming. And they were entering on the Red Sea. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And God told Moses, he said, lift up your staff again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And the water fell down. Oh, glory, hallelujah, and drown the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody, the enemy is about to get drowning in the Red Sea. Because God said, don't touch my anointed. And he means what he said. hallelujah. It's something about the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When you're in that place and you're dwelling there with God, not just one day, not just a day when you need something. You're just visiting because you're going through. But when you dwell in that place, every day of your life, God will protect you from them all. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm a true and living witness that God will protect you from your enemies. Because I myself have been on a place surrounded by the enemy on every side. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But I'm a witness to tell you that I'm still alive. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I'm still alive because I stayed in the place with God. I stayed obedient to the word of God. I believe in what God said. I believe that he could deliver me from the hands of my enemies. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I should be dead right now in the grave. But God said it was not so. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I come to tell somebody today that you shall live if you call on the name of the Lord. Come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Don't you want to know this God? Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He's a mighty God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He can deliver you. Oh, glory, hallelujah, my living witness. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When all hell is breaking loose in your life and you don't know what direction to go, you need to call on Jesus. You need to be running to the Father. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You need to run to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. He will protect you. He will protect you in that place. He will cover your mind. He covered my mind. He covered my mind. It was nobody but God. He covered my mind. It don't matter what the enemy tries to do. It does not matter. I don't care what to do. And we have to learn not to worry about what the enemy is doing. Because as long as we're dwelling under the shadow of the mighty, almighty God, we are protected. We are protected. And he knows everything that is going around us, is going on around us. He's not going to let them destroy us. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. In that dark place, God will not allow the enemy to destroy you. He's right there. That's why you can work among your enemies. That's why the Bible tells us that we can walk among snakes and scorpions. That don't mean you go walk upon a bunch of snakes now. You're going to get bit. But he's talking about people that are evil, that are doing all manner of evil. He said, you'll be able to walk through them and still be able to speak to them and say, how you doing today? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because he has promised us divine protection when we're in that place. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We ought to be thanking God because some of us ought to be in the grave right now. We ought to be in the grave right now. We're running out of time. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But in closing, I want you to know that God is your shepherd, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. The victory is already won in his name. You just got to believe and dwell in the secret place of the Almighty God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I never want to close out a show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and to be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in the need of a Savior. Come into my heart, save me, and forgive me of my sin, creating me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God rose him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church. Get in, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. We got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in today. Meet me here at the same place at the same time. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.